Hi, cuties. Welcome to the Royal Diaries official podcast. I am Ginger Nichelle, and we are going to talk all things fashion, fashion entrepreneurship, and just the glam life of fashion that you would love to be a part of, and just have some candid talk about that. So today's topic is about what is a stylist and what is a designer. I think a lot of people kind of get these two roles confused or swapped. I think some stylists think that they are a designer and some designers think they are a stylist. There are some overlap that can happen. I will be truthful and honest about that, but typically there is a line drawn. There are certain duties that designers do that stylists do not do at all, and vice versa. Okay, let's just jump right on in and talk about what designers do. So the designer is the one that is coming up with the idea of a garment. So they are the ones designing the silhouette, picking the fabric, picking the prints, picking out the trims, figuring out the finishing techniques, grabbing the inspiration to complete this garment or a capsule or however they're doing it. They're the ones really putting the garment together. They don't necessarily have to be the ones that are creating the garment. Maybe they have a team of people to help them, or they're getting the garment manufactured for wholesale, et cetera, et cetera. But they are the ones designing the actual garment. So they are the ones researching the trends, know about fit, know about construction, know about patterns, know about sewing. All of those things they know about so that they can create the best looking garment that best represents themselves as a designer. I do have another podcast episode that talks about what it's like being a designer and six steps it takes to be a designer. So if you want a little bit more in-depth description, be sure to check out that podcast available wherever you're listening. Okay, getting back to it, a stylist is the one that pulls clothing directly from the designers or pulls them from boutiques that perhaps the designer has their clothing in. So they are the ones that are going to not necessarily create the garment or create the idea of the garment. They're just putting their ideas together. So typically it goes like this. A stylist works with a creative director. Now the creative director could be someone that a model works with, a celebrity works with, music artist works with, etc. Or sometimes the creative director could be the model artist, you know, themselves, celebrity, what have you. Sometimes it can be them. But what they do, what the stylist does is go to different boutiques, go to different designers, may even go to stylists they know that can help them. Just pretty much going within their network, seeing who's available and who can get them their garments for a pull. After they pull the garments, they show them in front of the creative director, whoever that might be, and pick out their favorites. They let the creative director or the artist pick out the style that they want and try them on, look in the different sets or whatever they're doing, maybe take some test shots of them in it just to see if it makes sense with the concept that they're trying to do. So the stylist does not have to worry about creating a garment, even if the creative director pulls things out of magazines and puts together a mood board, puts together just like some kind of idea storyboard of what they want for the shoot, music video, whatever that they're asking for. They're not going to be creating the garment that the creative director came out with. They are going to go to their designer friends or in their network, boutiques, things like that, and try to pull items that either look similar to what the artist or creative director wants, or they will go to a designer and see if they can make something similar relatively quickly. So the stylist, like I said, isn't the one making the garment. Same thing with the designer. The designer isn't the one that the creative director will go to and say, hey, do this thing. Now, sometimes what happens is a creative director will know a fashion designer, so they'll go to them directly, maybe not go to a stylist, or maybe go to both and see who can have the garments there at the time, because typically this is all go, 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 rush, rush, rush. You have 2 days to put something together because everyone thinks about wardrobe last. That's just how it is. I don't know why that is in this industry, but everyone thinks about what the person is going to wear last, absolutely last. So typically everyone is rushing around making things happen behind the scenes. So just to let you know. I did want to throw in a little tidbit about a merchandiser as well, because I think some people don't know what merchandisers do. They are a little bit similar to a stylist, but work mainly in retail. So what the merchandiser does in the clothing store that they work, Forever 21, Macy's, things like that, if you go in, you see a mannequin dressed in maybe a dress, a legging, a belt, a hat, holding a purse, maybe have some jewelry on them. And then nearby, you'll see the hat, the jewelry, the belt, the dress, the jacket, the leggings, all those things, whatever, next to or nearby the mannequin. So the merchandiser's job is to take the merchandise that's already in the store and put it together, style it together so that it looks appealing to the customer. So the customer will want to get the outfit that's on the mannequin. So they're trying to use whatever's in the store to try to make it look proper. Also, you know, the merchandiser, you know, typically understands the customer, understands shopping habits. So, you know, that's why in stores that typically sell separates, you see, you know, tops, jackets, and things of that nature on the top of the shelves, and bottoms, you know, skirts, jeans, etc., on the bottom of the shelves, because that's how we dress. So that's why those are separated. Also, merchandisers will separate items in the store so that they make sense, or maybe they separate them by color, or they separate them by print or maybe theme. So maybe there are several designers that did a Hawaiian theme or tropical theme. They will take several designers and put all the tropical dresses on one side of the store so that if you're looking for a tropical dress, you don't have to go around the whole store looking for said tropical dress. So that's kind of what a merchandiser does. They do it more, like I said, on the retail end. Not so much the end in the fashion industry outside of the corporate setting. They typically work in the corporate setting. So you can kind of see how they are similar to stylists since they do put concepts together. But their end goal is to really get the customer to shop and to buy, where the stylist and the designer, it's more to get their work out there and shown and reviewed by people. So that's kind of a little kind of lesson of designer, stylist, merchandiser. Now, can you do both? Yes, I guess, yes and no. But you can, you know, I know for myself, when I do photo shoots, a lot of times I am the designer and I am the stylist. Can be a little time consuming, crazy, but that's just because that's where I'm at right now. Sometimes I do have a stylist on hand that does help style, pick accessories, wigs, makeup, et cetera, et cetera, and then style my clothing together with my clothing so that it looks good for the lookbook. So bigger shoots, I do typically have a stylist, but for smaller capsule collection shoots, I am the designer and the stylist. But I only style my own brand. If I'm helping friends, yeah, I'll help them style their shoot too. But I don't do styling as a profession. I don't market myself as a stylist. You can, like I said, designers can be stylists and they can do that and be a designer and a stylist and market themselves that way. Maybe they do styling for other people and they do want to keep that network and keep that network growing and things like that, because then it will technically help you, because if you are a stylist and a designer, if you come across someone that comes up with a concept, you can take that concept and actually make it into a reality. So it is possible. It will be a lot of work, because if you have multiple people you need to dress, it will be a lot for one person to take on being the stylist and being the designer. But it is possible. And then conversely, if you are a stylist and you want to be a designer, then you are going to have to either make clothes or know somebody who can make your designs into reality. Same thing though, it's possible. I will just say that I don't typically recommend it, and that's only because it is a lot of work. Both of them are a lot of work. So I think if you can do both, that's great. But if you want to just market yourself as one or the other and really establish yourself, it will be a lot easier to do that. But you know yourself, know your brand, how you want to brand yourself. Do you want to be a stylist / designer? Do you want to be a designer / stylist? Do you want to do both, you know, or also do merchandising, you know, if you have a retail job or own a shop or something, do you also want to be the merchandiser? It's a lot. So I don't recommend it in the sense, because I know it's a lot of work. However, if you do truly want to do something like that, it is all up to you and your brand and how you market yourself, because there are plenty of people out there doing it all. So that's the end of this episode. Let me know what you think. Let me know, do you think you are a stylist, you are a designer? What do you think your brand is more on target to be? Be sure to share this with anyone who is thinking about being a designer or maybe a stylist, or they're kind of thinking about being a hybrid of that nature. I would love to hear what they have to say as well. Be sure to check out all my other podcast episodes available there on all the podcasting sites. And be sure to check out my website, lroyaltyclothing.com, where you can see all of my designs and be the true Barbie girl queen that you would love to be. So until next time, stay cute and stay unique. Bye.